What does this mean? How many ever the promises of God are? The sermon promised a lot. They offered and preached about these many things. They talked about resurrection, ascension, immortality, and those large rewards and indescribable goods. Speaking of these promises, he says that they remain unshakable, and they aren't a yes and no situation, meaning that their truth isn't variable, unlike the situation of my being with you, but always constant. First, he argues for the doctrines of faith and the message about Christ, stating, "My message and my sermon weren't a yes and no." Then for the promises, no matter how many the promises of God are, in him is the affirmation. However, if the things he promised are guaranteed and he will surely grant them, even more certain is he himself and his word, secure and cannot be claimed to exist now and not later, but he always exists and he remains the same. But what does "in him" is the affirmation and the amen mean? He's indicating that which will definitely occur. For in him, not in humanity, the promises originate and are fulfilled. So don't be afraid. It's not a promise from a human you should distrust, but God himself who both declares and fulfills, to the glory of God through us. What does "to his glory through us" mean? It means he fulfills them through us, that is, through his favors bestowed upon us for his glory. For this signifies for the glory of God. If the promises are intended for his glory, they will indeed come to pass. Even if he minimized our salvation, he would not disregard his own glory. Nevertheless, he does not overlook our salvation because he exceedingly likes humankind, and because our salvation is linked with his glory derived from those things. Therefore, if the promises are for his glory, our salvation will also surely follow, to which in the Ephesians epistle he continually returns, claiming, "for the preservation of his glory." And everywhere he establishes this, demonstrating the inevitability of this outcome. And in this case, he asserts that his promises are not lies. They not only save us, but also glorify him. So stop focusing on the fact that the promises were made by us and consequently doubt it. For they are not fulfilled by us, but by him. Indeed, the promises were by him. For what we spoke to you were not our words, but his.